Life. FYI.
Don't you know it's Rod Stewart's birthday, so it's an all Rod Stewart bumper Friday on the program we call What's on Your Mind? And we want to know the answer to that question. 800-228-0550, 701-258-050. That's right. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You know what song I have on my mind, Todd Mitchell?
What's that?
Doom, 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 doom. Is that it? Is it that,
I hate people like you. I have a song in my head. Can you hear it? Doom, well, what if I doom, sing it to you doom, off key? Doom, can you understand doom, it?
Doom,
doom. Does it have words or does it just have doom, 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 doom?
Well, first of all, lose Rod Stewart. Lose Rod Stewart because I think if you focus, you'll get to it. You'll hear this. Doom, 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 doom. What? You got it? Thank you.
Boy, see, now I'm thinking Rod Stewart because he's 69 today.
There it is. You hear it?
Beautiful. Yeah, I heard that.
You know this song?
Yeah, Seven Nation Army.
You know why this on my brain?
I have no idea. Because you said Rod Stewart and Jim Croce, and boy, that's way off of that base.
Right, yeah, I understand. This one's on my mind is I'm going to Sioux hockey tonight. I'm going to watch a little college Tigers.
Wait. To who hockey?
One of the Sioux hockey game tonight.
The who hockey?
They play the Colorado College Tigers, so I'm going to
the University of North Dakota.
Yes, yeah. Fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
They play this. I think when the team is coming out or something. I forget which. But,
okay. Yeah.
Anyway, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Bob in Fergus Falls, what is on your mind? Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. You know, we've heard about this poor little dog that was lost, Oliver, and how they're hunting for him, and always they're hoping that he's found refuge somewhere and he's still alive, and it just strikes me as ironic that this poor homeless person that was found yesterday, you know, underneath a truck and within city limits, right? And it just seems like I have nothing against dogs or anything, but when you start talking about the creativity and the arts and all that, you know, a lot of these homeless people have a lot of artistic talent, and I know there's a lot of effort going on to help the homeless, but you know, how successful are they if, you know, they burrow under a truck and they're just found there? Has anybody been talking about that at all?
We haven't yet today on the program, but if folks have missed this, there was a body that was found blocks from a shelter. And as you say, well within city limits. This was actually on Thursday and First Avenue South in Fargo. And, you know, this has happened before. I guess I'm remembering an incident back on a very cold day in 2008. 43-year-old man found on the sidewalk right in front of the residence of the bishop at the time, Samuel Aquila, the Fargo a diocese bishop residence in downtown Fargo. And I think when they found him, he had died shortly before a shelter had opened down there in 2008 that they said was necessary to take care of more of these people. Again, I think your point, tell me if I'm wrong, Bob, in that, first of all, I couldn't agree with you anymore. We go absolutely crazy when a dog is lost, and we should. I love dogs. We have five at home. And I saw the story about the little pup that's missing in Castleton that folks are paying attention to. But sometimes when a homeless person dies, it's sort of, oh, you know, that's too bad. it doesn't have anywhere near the same effect when a dog is lost. So I'm with you totally on that connection. I think your point in saying that this happened within the city limits is there. To me, I was sad when I heard this, only in the sense that there's places this person could go out in the cold to not have to freeze to death. And clearly there's other issues there, whether it be alcoholism, whether it be mental illness or whatever. Was that your point in saying, raising the fact that this happened within the city limits?
Well, yeah, it seems like if there's so much opportunity for help for the homeless and other people, the system is failing to some degree, and the homeless effort should maybe think outside the box and maybe even marry up with the arts people to tap into the extraordinary talents that a lot of the homeless have. I was homeless by choice a couple decades ago and got to know street people, and there are brilliant people living on the streets, and for whatever reasons they find themselves there not willingly, and they're right here in Fargo, the Fargo area, that I think it's an opportunity. The death of this person is an opportunity to come together and do something about that.
Tell me a little bit more about your story. You said you were homeless by choice. Why would you choose to be homeless?
Well, it was pretty reckless days when I was a drunkard and living the crazy life. You know, I've grown up a lot in the last 2-3 decades, and so I was living down in Phoenix and other major areas down south, and it was easy to come together with people you knew and just have a party time. It's just so much opportunity to find whatever you wanted, and the weather especially was conducive to that. And but you know, you grow up, you get your mind, and you find priorities in life, and that's the thing with the homeless people. They need opportunities, not just substance and things that will help them survive, but to grow. And I'm sure there's a lot of good efforts out there, but all that talent's going to waste. And so coming from a person who knows, there's other things that can be done.
Well, you raised some interesting points, and I think there's a coldness, a callousness that sometimes directed to stories like this to say, well, they did that to themselves. There's plenty of places they could go. There's plenty of things they could do. And I always get very sad when I see stories like this because, you know, that's a person, right? That's there's a mom or a dad out there that has lost a son. There's a brother or a sister that's lost a loved one. And I don't think anybody chooses homelessness. You're saying it almost tongue-in-cheek that I was dumb and reckless, and that's how I ended up, you know, because there's a certain amount of, obviously, you have to take some individual responsibility to say there are resources available. There are, you know, there's people that will help, right? And I also agree with you that there's a certain element there that could be tapped into. The most profound thing you said is the system has failed this person. And I think that's true to an extent in the sense that we just think, well, we'll build a shelter and then they'll come to the shelter and everything will be fixed. And that's really naive. And obviously, this is a prime example of that. So I don't know what the solution is, but I love the idea, Bob, that you're focused on the solution rather than somehow suggesting that, you know, this is just a failure, or flippantly dismissing the fact that this person is a life, is a human, that we as fellow humans ought to figure out a way to prevent from happening in the future, and not just saying, well, I pay my taxes, and therefore those taxes should go to these things. So I appreciate you, Bob. Thank you for adding to the discussion today, okay?
Yeah, thanks, Scott.
800-228-0550 is our telephone number, 701-258-0550. Wing in by email, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. This kind of connects to the question we asked earlier about whether it's normal or nuts for the city of Fargo to create a task force to study ways to spend money on public art. He mentioned the homeless have a, by and large, sometimes a, I don't remember the term he used, but some talents that often are not pulled out of them, right? Well, maybe the city of Fargo, since we have, sadly, a homeless person dying on the streets on Thursday in the middle of town underneath a truck, ought to take dollars rather than saying, we're going to go buy art. Or, by the way, spend money on a task force that's going to study ways to spend money on art. Maybe we could make this productive and say, no, you shouldn't spend money on public art unless it's done by a homeless person that actually might use that as a spark to not be homeless anymore. Maybe that's a way this could connect. What do you think, folks? Is that normal or is that nuts? Todd, you think I'm normal or nuts for suggesting that idea?
Well, I'm glad you completed that sentence for suggesting that idea, because if you had just stopped at normal or not, said...
Here he goes, folks. The man's single-handedly in charge with keeping me in check, and he does it quite well. Yes. But, no, I mean, is this idea nuts? I think the guy has a pretty good idea here, you know?
Yeah.
It's nuts to spend money, taxpayer money, on public art. That, I think, we all agree on. I hope we all agree on it. But maybe not so nuts if you could connect the dots here. Tell me, 800-228-0550.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants that made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Please do. Turn this up for me, would you please, Doc?
Let's dance together just for the night. Let's go worry about the future or nothing else. Crutches like the music sends. Gotta take chances.
It's a Rod Stewart Bumper Friday. It's his birthday today, and so that's why you're hearing some Rod Stewart music here on the program. It's also Pat Benatar's birthday. We could play her music or Jim Croce's, but I like Rod Stewart best. So 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. Do I understand correctly? We've done something we do not like to do on this program, and that is upset listeners of the program, right? I mean, we want more listeners, not less listeners, so therefore we choose very carefully the topics and things we do on the program so as to not offend you, but we evidently have a Minnesota listener who's offended.
Who cares about Rod Stewart? Get that crap off there. I don't care about your wife. I don't care about your car, and I sure don't care about your priest. I know you have to have a lot of commercials to pay for this program, and I understand that. But there's other rap stuff. Get it off there and let the people call in and talk. Goodbye.
All right. I agree, because we need more of this, Scott. That's... It may have been a Pat Benatar fan. You never know.
Anyway, I'm going to defer to him, and I'm going to let the people talk. So the challenge is, I let him talk, and I'll let anybody else talk anytime. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. What did he? You better give me the whole list of what he didn't want to hear about. My wife, my dog, Rod Stewart. What else? The priest?
Priest. Yes.
I don't remember talking about a priest today.
I don't either.
Did I mention my wife on the program? I don't think we mentioned her. The car. He might be talking about the seat heat thing from a different day. Yeah. Oh, maybe because my wife and I went to the Rod Stewart concert. He's just mad about Rod Stewart. Anyway, look. You own the show, folks, so you tell us what you want us to talk about or not talk about. Brian in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, guys. I just got bits and pieces. I'm on my way up to Harvey today about the homeless in Fargo and Fargo wanting to spend money on some art coalition or something. Is that correct?
It was, yes.
Okay. Just look at downtown Minneapolis. I mean, there's million-dollar sculptures and stuff everywhere you go. And you can't stand outside the Minneapolis Convention Center for more than 5 minutes without getting hassled for, a handful of change, a cigarette, whatever you got, anything helps. And I think, last time I was out there, some guy came up to me and asked me for a cigarette, and he was wearing a pair of Air Jordans. And I think when a lot of these folks find themselves in a situation where they're homeless, they make a living out of pulling on those strings that are attached to your heart. You know, they know how to get to you. They know how to make you feel bad. And that's not to belittle the people that genuinely need help. But, some of these guys, they make a career out of this stuff. You know, drive out to Minot and look at the people who are, quote-unquote, homeless in the summertime. You don't see them out there panhandling in the wintertime. It's too cold. Where do they go in the winter? They're still up there, but, hey, they've got a place to live, so...
Well, I agree with what you're saying, Brian, but they're still a person, right? They're still a human being. And when one of them is frozen to death underneath a truck in downtown Fargo, I feel sad. And I say, maybe
I agree with you. I'm not trying to be heartless on this situation. It's just a lot of the things that lead up to these people being homeless are either alcohol abuse, drug addiction, or criminal conviction. And, if it's mental illness, I would say 95% of those people get the help they need if it's mental illness. But if it's drug addiction, you'd be surprised what kind of a bottom some people have before they wake up and smell the coffee.
Appreciate the call, Brian. Thanks. Kat's on the road near Bismarck listening on 550 K-Fire. You're next on What's on Your Mind, Kat.
Hi, guys. Good morning. I was listening to your conversation, and I agree it's a problem when we do find a dead elderly person or any person for that under a truck, because of the cold. But it's also troublesome when you don't know who you can also hand a dollar to that is sitting on the side of the road with a better jacket, after you work 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, sometimes 60, and they have a better jacket, a better pair of boots, than you can afford. And then they walk across the street to a motel, which you can't even enjoy a motel, once a month with your spouse. That's pretty troublesome. But I think that sometimes we put more emphasis on saving other things instead of our children, instead of, the homeless, instead of aborted babies. They're just falling through the cracks in the woods, and I think we really need to concentrate more on that. And I really believe if each and every one of us take the time and, if you have a spare jacket in your truck, if you have a spare dollar, hand it out to these people. But come on, there's so much work here in the Dakotas. That's what brought us here. There's not an excuse not to work.
I was profoundly affected by that story. I think the Fargo Forum editor, KVLY, I forget who, did a story where they actually found out that, you know, this is a game. This is a business. This is a scam. The signs, where they place themselves, everything else, that they do this professionally. And, you know, exactly. I just said, so, it's so rocked my world. I was like, you're kidding me, you know. And, you know, I always think, well, there's plenty of opportunities to go find it, but why haven't they? So it's really affected whether or not I throw them a buck or two, quite honestly, because there are a lot of places that you know do good work, and it can go yes. there. So I share your sentiment on that, Kat, and I appreciate the call. Charlie in Fargo listening on AM 1100 The Flag. You're next. Go ahead, Charlie.
I just started calling about the art issue. I'm driving down 10th Street. I'm going north, and the road's all bumpy and cracked, and I'm thinking that might be something that we could spend some of our money on. And then, you know, we have our city employees have been hearing that their retirement fund is underfunded, and that's an unpaid debt that we're going to be looking at. And I just don't know what they get off thinking of that. They can just start buying art for the betterment of stuff that they like, you know.
Well, I'm going to use the L word here, Charlie. The L word is, that's the liberal view, right? It's the liberal mentality. I mean, this Melissa Sobolek is liberal. This is, you know, she thinks she gets elected and then she can use her dollars how she thinks you ought to spend them, right? I mean, it's this wonderful opportunity when you can spend somebody else's money. It's just so fun. And then decide how to spend it.
And then the homeless issue, I thought Obama was going to take care of all that stuff for us, that we weren't going to have no homeless problem anymore. You know, I feel terrible about the guy under the truck bed too, but a lot of times was there a toxicology test to see if he was intoxicated or on drugs or anything, you know, and a lot of the homeless are from that, you know, they have those type of problems, and they're sort of self-inflicted problems.
Thanks, Charlie, for the call. Speaking of our president, I heard some of his comments yesterday on the Native American issue, and he's evidently doing a series of events between now and the State of the Union in which he's going to roll out a plan to lessen the gap between the rich and the poor. And I really got offended when I heard that, because, first of all, I love that idea. I'd rather there be no gap, but I'd like to do it by lifting people up, right? And I think, unfortunately, our current president is more about lowering the top end and falsely propping up the bottom end by getting them addicted to government programs. You know, that's the sad thing, in my view. Bob, traveling the interstate go ahead. We got a half a minute for you. Bob, take it away.
Hey, about the homeless. Last summer, there's this guy sitting in Bismarck just about all the time up on the road. And it was kind of interesting when the state fair started in Minot. I got stuck, and all of a sudden, there he's sitting up at Minot the whole 2 weeks during the state fair. So I kind of wonder where he got up there and where he knows where the good spots are at.
Interesting point, Bob. Appreciate the call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Weefald, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since a ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given us a chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at USSND.com. All gifts are tax deductible, USSND.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Well, I had just got out from the county prison, doing 90 days on non-support. Tried to find me an executive position.
Just trying to please our listeners, aren't we? Get a little Rod Stewart pushback, and we jump right to Jim Croce there.
Said I was genius. The man said we got on it.
Jim Croce's birthday. He would have been 71 today. Rest his soul, Jim Croce, right? Go ahead and roll there. Give me the punchline. Here we go. The hook line. There we go. What is the name of that? Working at the Car Wash Blues? Todd would know. Mr. Mitchell, what's the title of this song?
Working at the Car Wash Blues, God. Come on.
All right. I want to make sure. I knew that was in the line. I didn't know if that was the actual name of it. All right, it's What's On Your Mind, folks. We continue, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Grant Levi will join us in just a moment, who heads up the North Dakota Department of Transportation. We're going to talk about the, I have to believe, the busiest state in the United States in the amount of infrastructure development that's going on per capita. Unbelievable amount of infrastructure happening. We get a lot of questions and comments about, boy, if the roads could be this or that, and so we'll get just an overview on how that's all happening coming up here in just a moment. Call that came in during the break is here.
Yeah, with this driving safely issue, a lot of drivers are like politicians. Drivers pass written tests. Politicians pass lying tests. Both don't have good judgment. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you for that editorial comment today. Speaking of which, I did not mention at the end of our conversation with the troopers, there was a question about, you know, why do we not license North Dakota truck drivers in the same fashion that we do commercial drivers, specifically related to farm trucks and beat driving, sugar beet driving trucks and whatnot. And the troopers did tell us that, they have the same rules as far as equipment and safety there, but the CDL is required only if you travel more than 150 miles away from your farm. So there's a difference there. The CDL is not required for that for a Class A driver. But again, you're traveling within a shorter distance where the others are going outside of that. So that's the rules on that. Hope that answers that question. David in Barnes County, listening on AM 1100.
Yes, I'm confused.
Why are you confused? Help me out.
I thought that Kevin Cramer ran as a conservative when he was running for the House.
He's a Republican, and I would think fairly that you'd call him a conservative. Do you think he's not being conservative enough, David?
Well, if I heard right, he's got a 36% rating from the Heritage.
Yeah, somebody called about that yesterday and said, please ask him about it. And we said we will, and we certainly always defer to the callers on that question. But I don't know. I think it's a Heritage Action scoring thing. It is top on my list to ask Kevin about Wednesday when he joins us on the Talk Radio Town Hall, and then maybe neither of us will be confused any longer, David, okay?
Well, remember that Berg had a 73, at least that's the last I heard from him. And the North Dakota voters recognized that he was a backstabber, and that's why Heidi got elected. Kevin should not even think about running for a second term.
You think that that North Dakotans view Rick Berg as a backstabber?
Yep.
Because of what particular issue? Just give me one issue.
Oh, that's been a while ago, and I don't keep.
All right. Well, I'm a little confused because
just overall, he was not good.
I see. All right. You believe that's why he lost? And I'm a little confused because you think that's why Heidi won, yet you say you want a conservative. But I don't have time to flesh this out much more to David. But I will ask Congressman Kramer next time he calls. Okay. Appreciate the call very much.
That would explain why he criticized Heritage.
All right. We'll ask. Okay. And please call when we do. Grant Levi is here. Grant is the director of the North Dakota Department of Transportation. And David had waited since the last break, so I wanted to get him in before our conversation with Grant. To talk a little bit about all the infrastructure that's happening all throughout the state. Grant, happy Friday. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Scott. Glad to be with you.
So per capita, would North Dakota be like tops in the nation in the amount of infrastructure development that's happening right now?
Well, Scott, I think it's safe to say we're busier than we've ever been. And, you know, we came out of last legislative session with about $2.3 billion in infrastructure investments in the state. And this past year, the Department of Transportation put out about $878 million worth of work. And I'm happy to report the construction industry really stepped up and took care of business. They went forward and got most of the work done we had anticipated getting completed, and roughly about 82% of the $878 million. In addition to that, we're going to come out this year with another very busy program. We'll have about $810 million worth of work coming out of our organization. And then, if you recall, Scott, the legislative body had a considerable amount of funding going to the locals, to the counties, and they got about $173 million worth of work. So all in all, everything that we monitor will be close to a $1 billion program next year, which is larger than anything we've ever had in the Department of Transportation. So it'll be a busy year.
All right, so I'm getting lost a little bit in the numbers here. Help me. There's lots of $2.3 billion and $878 million. Are we talking about different buckets of money? In other words, there's state dollars, there's federal dollars, there's county dollars?
The $2.3 billion includes a combination of all of those funds, the preponderance of that being state dollars. The $878 million, Scott, was what out of that money what we put out the first year of the biennium. And the balance is left to come out, and I just shared with you those figures and your audience those figures as well, about $810 million of our funds that come through the Department of Transportation, another $173 that the counties are going to be bidding out. That's what's run through the Department of Transportation.
The bottom line is this is unprecedented amount of infrastructure development and spending that's happening. And the number I also focus in on was, you said, 82% of the $878 million. So the legislature says, here, go. Spend this money, build roads. And is it unusual that 82% of that actually was rubber hitting the road, no pun intended, where it's actually invested that quickly into projects?
Well, you know, it actually is, Scott, and the reason for that is the governor, working with the legislative body along with us, they passed out $720 million worth of funds by February of last legislative session. So to get that amount of work out in the year, in a legislative session year, was quite an accomplishment. And our team did an excellent job, as well as the consulting industry and the contracting industry.
And obviously, that's the question we get a lot, right? Okay, why couldn't the roads be wider? Why couldn't there be more, you know, to scale it to the traffic, which is, I always say, a little naive, and we'd love to, you know, snap our finger and have everything be fixed. But help me through sort of the pipeline and the normal process versus what we're doing. How much of the infrastructure investment that is happening right now is really being fast-tracked and unprecedented based on the quote-unquote norm?
Well, Scott, from my perspective, all of it is. If you take a look at the country and as long as it takes to develop projects, and I'll just take the four-laning project between Wofford City and Williston, it takes times, it's taken other states anywhere from 3 to 5 years just to get through the environmental process. We turned that around, and the legislative body made the money available for us to do this along with the governor. We turned it around, and after we received the funds in February, we bid portions of that project this year, between Wofford City and Alexandria. So I'd say our consulting community, as well as our DOT team, has done an exceptional job. pushing projects forward in unprecedented manner.
That's good to hear. And I think folks appreciate that. You mentioned the environmental process being one of the reasons it takes so long. Just in a sort of layman's sense, walk me through what kind of environmental process normally slows you down.
Well, Scott, whenever we do a project, we got to make sure that the project that we're undertaking does not have any negative impacts to the environment. And when I talk about the environment, I talk about wetlands, endangered species, and as well as the environment, the cultural resources that exist, and to make sure that we don't impact any of them. So the first step in a project is to define the scope of the project, work with all the federal agencies that provide and oversee the federal rules that are in place to protect those areas, and then get clearance. And that's sometimes the most challenging part of a project, just to walk through that part of it.
And how much of those strings would be federal strings, the federal government? In other words, I'd trust North Dakotans to go out there and protect the environment, right? Make sure that we're doing the right thing on wetlands or endangered species or protecting, you know, cultural lands or whatever. How much of that is a North Dakotan getting to make the decision on have we appropriately addressed this, and how much of it is a federal, you know, red tape?
Well, Scott, most of the rules and regulations that we end up complying with that take us time to work through our federal rules that were established years back through the what's called the NEPA process, through the Endangered Species Act, through those acts that were put in place many years ago. So those are the steps that we need to work through. North Dakota law, as it relates to much of those areas, is pretty limited. North Dakota law is. But even though we're spending state funds on projects, we still need to walk through those federal requirements and ensure we're meeting all of those federal requirements.
I just hope people understand that. I mean, obviously, as much is being done as possible to get ahead of all this enormous economic activity, which doesn't happen overnight. But one of the holdbacks is, again, the feds. And that just that happens. If we did a Google Earth, a vantage point of North Dakota right now, how much commerce do you think is between ag and energy crisscrossing the state? I mean, this isn't just the oil patch, is it? I mean, there's an enormous amount of activity, an enormous amount of infrastructure development happening in every corner of North Dakota, right?
But you make an excellent point. You know, we talk quite a bit about the oil industry, but we track the ag industry as well as manufacturing. And I'll just throw out a stat for you. And much of our infrastructure was put in place in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Since that period of time, ag production has grown 422%. And if you think about it, I grew up in a small farm in North Dakota, and at one time we put wheat in. We planted wheat, and we bought 20 to 30 bushels an acre. I go back to that small farm, and they're planting corn, and they're taking off of that same field 100 to 150 bushels of corn. So we're also dealing with that in this state, and it's really a good challenge for us. It means we got a strong economy, things are going well. But it creates transportation challenges, and as I said earlier, the governor and the legislative body have recognized that. We're working hard to turn around and deliver.
If I could hand you a magic wand in the 30 seconds we have left, what would you do to just continue to make sure this level of investment is getting ahead of the traffic and the needs of North Dakota? What are you missing?
Well, at this point in time, we received everything we asked for last legislative session. And we're right now, we're getting that on the road, where the rubber meets the road. We're working hard to make that happen. We will have conversations, and we're doing need studies, and we're working through all of that. And through process, we'll communicate what those future needs will be as well.
One quick question also on turning lanes. Why are there not more turning lanes? Somebody speaking specifically about Highway 23 out by Watford.
Well, actually, Scott, we have been in all parts of western North Dakota adding an awful lot of turn lanes. And we have a project plan between Watford City and Newtown, and portions of that will be let this summer to add turning lanes, to widen the roadway, and to put in passing lanes.
Sounds great. That question just came in, so we wanted to get that answer there from the Nelsons up there. Thank you, Grant. Appreciate the update from the Department of Transportation in North Dakota.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher. Soybean producers interested in receiving intensive soybean management training should plan to attend one of three Getting It Right in Soybean Production meetings in January. North Dakota State University Extension Service faculty and staff will discuss soybean research underway and 2014 production issues. Meeting dates are Tuesday, January 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Velva Senior Center on Main Street North in Velva, North Dakota. Wednesday, January 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mohall Emergency Services Building on Central Avenue North in Mohall, North Dakota. And Tuesday, January 28th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Wishick American Legion Post on 2nd Avenue North in Wishick, North Dakota. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
With freezing temperatures, now's a great time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your truck. Caused by those muddy conditions we experienced this year in the Bakken. Before it gets any colder, stop it and get your vehicle clean for winter at the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Megan, the manager, is on the phone to tell us about this wonderful new $3.5 million facility. What are folks saying about the North Dakota Truck Wash, Megan?
Man, things are going great here. We've got a new mud blaster system that was just installed. It blasts 50 gallons per minute on the trucks and blasts that mud and ice right off.
And they have all new hours, now open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. And guess what? You get 10% off when you use the truck wash between 7 and midnight and 4 and 7 a.m. For some reason, when it's dark outside, some folks don't realize they're still washing trucks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. So come on in, morning, noon, and night. Again, open 4 a.m. until midnight. Give them a call at 701-628-1550 and take advantage of that late-night discount, 7 p.m. to midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash behind the Senex in Stanley, or look for the signs off Highway 8. The North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best, Stanley, North Dakota.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Listen to the words of Forever Young by Rod Stewart.
And may you grow to be proud,
dignified. Great video.
Yeah, about a quarter, quarter century ago when it first came out. Yeah, I did.
It's unbelievable. Todd said, typical old person song you picked out.
You sound old, that's like old, a quarter century ago.
Old at 49. Be courageous and be brave.
And in my heart, you're always forever young.
There we go. It's a classic.
Every
no question. No
it
question.
It is a classic. Yeah. All right. A few more minutes for the phones. It's your turn, folks. You're on the What's On Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. Find them in Mandan. You find them in Frontier as well. Great chat out there the other day with some of the folks at High Plains Apache. I said, tell me what's better about High Plains Apache. I want to know about these sprayers. And, you know, they have big sprayers. But a lot of folks have big sprayers. They have booms up to 132 feet. They probably do that better than anybody else. But that mechanical drive system is really what is best. And you know what? What's nice about it is no maintenance. And they have a 5-year standard warranty because they can. And you're going to pay so much less. That's why one grower was telling me, he said, you know, my dad, me, we've always been John Deere men, but he says sometimes you got to be a businessman. And the Apache is less costly to purchase. It is less costly to maintain. It is fairly simple. I like the gear-driven electronics. I like the Cummins engine. I don't have anything to complain about. I just absolutely love this. So highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com, and that'll link you to some of the other things that their customers are saying about these sprayers. They are amazing. Your authorized Apache sprayer dealer, see him today. Tell him Scott sent you to High Plains Apache in Frontier and in Mandan, or online at highplainsapache.com. Jim, traveling the interstate, listening on 550 Cape Fire. Hello, Jim. You're up on What's On Your Mind.
Yes. I was listening to the gentleman that was talking about these passing lanes up in the Williston area and that, and the roads that they're working on. I mean, they're doing a great job up there, no doubt about that. But I've seen what these passing lanes do. You know, they get these trucks and all these cars piled up when there's not a passing lane. And the moment that passing lane opens up, a truck will pull out alongside another truck, and they're traveling both about the same speed. They don't get by each other. They hold up the traffic, and if they don't, these other cars, they fly 80 miles an hour to get around people on these passing lanes, and all that's doing is causing more accidents because people don't care who they got to cut off or what they got to do. They want to get by people and pass these trucks.
So your argument, Jim, is the passing lanes cause more accidents?
I believe they do. They need to. They're opening these roads up all the way, making them just about 4 lanes. Why don't they just make them 4 lanes all the way through? They got most of work done already for it, where they're putting these passing lanes in. I know it's going to cost them a little more money, but in the long run, it would move the traffic so much smoother through that area than having these passing lanes where people are picking up speed to get past these trucks.
Well, you've given us our first question for our last guest who since left. Grant Levi from the Department of Transportation has certainly asked that question. I would imagine as far as just four-laning all of them, and again, it would be cost. But I'd like to ask about your safety question on the passing lanes, too. Appreciate the call, Jim. The Nelsons from the Fancy Buttes Ranch had written us, and I didn't get a chance to ask Grant this question quickly. They say, concerning road construction in western North Dakota, we live in Watford City, 10 miles along Highway 23. We are very upset and do not understand why they are constructing a new road this summer on Highway 23 but are not putting in turning lanes. We have to turn left on 116th off 23 and have almost been hit from behind, hit head-on, hit the ditch, and to avoid accidents due to the heavy, large traffic on the highway. Why are we being sacrificed? Many deaths have happened on this stretch of highway for the state of North Dakota. We need to be helped out here. Please revise the plan for the construction of Highway 23 and make a better plan for a highway that will be safer. Why spend money on construction that really doesn't improve safety here? Thank you. First of all, I only was able to do a little bit of that question, so I specifically asked Grant, since we were up against the clock, about turning lanes, and he said there are turning lanes, specifically referenced that area on Highway 23. So maybe there's relief coming. To the rest of this, Wanda, thank you for the email. We will forward that on to Grant and the team of the Department of Transportation and get you an answer. And I you're not raising a concern that you don't hear often up there. And, you know, what's amazing to me about, I bring folks out there every once in a while. Jay Nordlinger is a friend of mine, writes for the National Review, and he called me one day. I was doing an interview with him one day about his book about the Peace Prize that the Norwegians started, and he wrote a beautiful book about it. And so I was interviewing him, and he said, I really want to see the Bakken. I said, I'd love to give you a tour. He came out, and because he lives his days in New York City, and so many others that come from other places say, why do people complain about the traffic here? I don't, you know, this is the busiest day here is our slowest day, right? I don't get it. And I think perspective, context is really important, you know, in that sense. And we do tend to sort of, I've talked with others about this. There's something about that sort of stoic Norwegian way in one way where we don't, you know, necessarily speak up when we should. I often call it the silent majority. But there's also sometimes when we get into, you know, oh, it's cold outside. No, it's cold. You think it's cold there? It's really cold here, you know. Oh, the traffic is bad. It's bad. You get into sort of coffee shop chatter and really make it worse than it is. And if you back up a little bit, it tends to help. Anyway, God bless you, folks. We're out of time for a Friday Normal or Nuts edition. I'm going to go watch a little Sioux hockey and put the feet up a little bit over the weekend. Back at it with Mr. Todd Mitchell Monday right here. And what's on your mind? Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room. Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.